And joining me here on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, City Councilor and Utilities Board Chair, Jill Gabler. Welcome to Afternoon News.
Thank you. It's great to be here, even on this crazy day.
Oh, goodness. It has been a crazy, crazy weather day. And, you know, you are absolutely right when you ask the question, is there any normalcy to news coverage anymore? I don't think there is.
Every day's crazy.
It really is. A big, big decision today coming from the Utilities Board. You are the chair of that board. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it's an exciting day to be on the Utilities Board and to be a resident of Colorado Springs. The Colorado Springs Utilities today and its board passed by a 7-2 vote a new integrated resource plan for energy and how we produce energy. And that new plan will effectively close Drake Power Plant by 2023 and close Nixon Power Plant, which is our other coal-burning plant, no later than 2030. So we are very excited about the future in Colorado Springs. The air will be a little cleaner, and we will live up to our name of Olympic City USA.
And one of the things we've benefited from for many years here is some of the lowest utility rates around. And so the question is now being asked a lot, how will rates be affected?
Right. You know, City Council is your utilities board, and the utilities board is made up of a lot of different folks from all over the city, and every single one of those utility board members today agreed that closing Drake Power Plant by 2023 was the right thing to do because it does make economic sense, not just environmental sense, not just economic, it's resiliency for our military installations. It will be fairly cost neutral, and we will just see how it goes into the future. And later utility boards can make different decisions, not about the coal plants, but how we generate energy in the future to ensure that our costs are for ratepayers remains low.
All right, cost neutral for whom? For the city in terms of decommissioning, and then when you acquire power from newer sources.
So we will be decommissioning the plants. We will be buying a lot of our energy from other folks. We have a huge renewable area now with solar, and we are going to be buying some new types of gas generation that are cheaper and portable. And so we are really taking advantage of the technological advances that are coming fast and furious. And we just had no idea, even a few years ago, when we passed the last resource plan, that we would be anywhere near where we are today and able to close our coal plants.
And then one of the other questions that is asked is, what happens to the land after Drake in particular is decommissioned, and then one day it's gone? Now you have a parcel there that I think a lot of people think is very, very appealing to developers, for example.
Well, the land is the gateway to our downtown, and so many people are concerned that the first thing visitors see is a power plant. So it's exciting for our downtown, and I think as the heart of the city to have that in the future that it won't be there anymore. And yes, there will be some redevelopment opportunity. Utilities will still hold on to some of the land because there is a substation there, and there will always be transmission in downtown. But the other piece, we just don't know yet. I'm certain there will be folks who will be working on that and figuring out how we can best redevelop that area, whether utilities should do that, whether it should be sold and redeveloped for the city. We just don't know. I mean, that's the exciting future we have to look forward to.
Absolutely. And then, of course, almost as soon as the announcement came out, the governor made a statement. He praised the decision. What kind of work was Council and Utilities Board doing with the governor's office to help bring all this about?
Honestly, I didn't know the governor said that, so yay. we certainly have been following the regulatory environment at the state, and they have required us to be 80% renewable, producing our energy by 80% renewable by 2030. So that really did play into these decisions today and how we move forward generating our energy. But we have been in contact with the governor's energy office, and they have been assisting us as far as just the conversations about how we can best work together on those those issues. But having the governor say that is another example of how, you know, our reputation of as a city will be heightened by us getting rid of a coal power plant in the center of our city. So it's exciting.
And Jill, again, not a normal news day, so not a full opportunity to get through a full interview. And I do want to circle back to this and talk more about it, of course. More questions will come up, and we'd love to hear your thoughts as we go. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, Jill.
Anytime. Thank you.